Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum.
Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah.
We're learning Meseches Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. The Gemara on Amud Aleph brings a machlokes, it's a covenant of Agav Urchin, our sugya, about the Avnit. A machlokes is whether Avnit Shel Kohen Gadol loy Zehu Avnit Shel Kohen Heget, or whether Zehu Avnit Shel Kohen Heget. And in the rehitus of the Gemara, it seems like the Gemara is saying punkt fakert of what it needs to say. Because the Gemara is looking for some semer that was shavala iron levanov. So it could be an appropriate shear for the Reishas HaGeit. It needs to be shavala iron levanov. And the Gemara says, let's go with the Avnit. And then the Gemara says, that's only nichel man amr avnit shulkain gadol, loy zehu avnit shulkain hegit. And in reading the Gemara, you think punkt fakert, it's nicha if avnit shulkain gadol zehu avnit shulkain hegit, because then there was semer and the avnit for both of them. But Rashi explains that the reason why the words stand the opposite of what they mean is because b'mkoymai the machlekes was nishneis and mesaches yuma legabei the big day lavan that the kohen gadol wore on Yom Kippurim, and it's that avnit shulchan gadol that the tanoim were talking about. If that avnit shulchan gadol is leizdehu avnit shulchan hagit, that means that the avnit of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippurim, which was shalbutz levad, it was purely linen, is leizdehu avnit shulchan hagit. That means that the avnit of the kohen hagit had semer in it, just like the Avnit of the Kohen Gadol when he wore the Shemayin Begadim. On the other hand, if you hold over there in Yuma, Zehu Avnit of the Kohen Hegit, that means that the Avnit of the Kohen Hegit was Butz Levad. That means that it was different than the Avnit that the Kohen Gadol wore all year in the Shemayin Begadim. The Ar Sameach writes that there's really a Gracie Yisoid that is being discussed in this Shaila over here. Rabbi Simcha called the Chakira about the mahus of a kohen gadol. So Rabbi Simcha is in Berakei of Hilchas Klei HaMikdash Halacha Yizayin. He calls the chakira, what is a kohen gadol? Is a kohen gadol a kohen hedyet plus? Does it start with the kedushas kahuna of a kohen hedyet, but with a hoisafas kedusha that raises him up to the level of a kohen gadol? Or is it an andere zachen ganzen? There's two sugim, two types of kedushas kahuna that the Torah was mechadish. There's the kedushas kohen hegit, and then there's something else, a kedushas kohen gadol. He doesn't have the kedushas kohen hegit. He doesn't contain that kedusha. He contains a different kedusha, which is glad the bigger, but it's not the same plus more. That's what Rabbi Simcha's chakira. He says it makes an afkamina legabe that shaila of the Rambam over there in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. The Rambam brings down a halacha that if you have a kohen who was lo'avad adayin miyamav, he never served a day in the Beis HaMikdash, shemanu oisei kohen gadol, and then he's appointed as the kohen gadol. Now we know that every kohen has to bring a special asiris ha'eifa to be mechanech his avoda the first time that he does avoda. And there's also a special asiris ha'eifa that a kohen brings the first time that he's promoted to the rank of a kohen gadol, or something that he does the avoda of a kohen gadol. But if it's a new kohen who never did the avodah before, and he's immediately doing the avodah of the kohen gadol, zok the Rambam, maybe asiras ha'efa kishar chinuch kol kohen hegit, he brings one asiras ha'efa like any kohen hegit would bring on his first day. Ve'achar kach makiv asiras ha'efa shnia shehu chinuch kohen gadol. Zok the Rambam, he brings two chinuchim, one to be mechanich himself as a kohen hegit, and another, immediately at the same time, to be mechanech himself as a kohen gadol. But the Sameach writes that while the Rambam got this from a Gemara in Menachas Daf Ayin Ches, but in the Yushalmi, it's Mavur, he brings down a Yushalmi, because the Mishnah brings down over there the Yushalmi, where it's Mavur for Keret, that he would bring only one Asira Se'efa for Chinuch. There's another Asira Se'efa for the Chavitim, B'chol Yom. But Legabi the Chinuch, he brings only one Asira Se'efa. Macholik is babbling Yushalmi. What's the Shaila Tolion? Zok the Sameach. The Yushalmi was naming on that if he never was like Avra Dayan Miyamav, and he's immediately pointed a Kohen Gadol, so he's not a Kohen Hegit. He never becomes a Kohen Hegit. He doesn't bring the Chinuch of a Kohen Hegit. He's not getting that Kedusha. He's getting a different Kedusha. So he brings the Chinuch of the Kohen Gadol. But the Bavli held that the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol is only built upon, it has to start with the Kedusha of the Kohen Hegit. So first he has to become a Kohen Hegit, bring the Chinuch of the Kohen Hegit, and then immediately bring another Asiras Ha'efa to promote himself, to raise himself higher to the next level, but it starts with the Kedusha of the Kohen Hegit. So he says, this Chakir is telling on that child of how many Chinuchim a Kohen would bring in such a circumstance. Zog the Ursamech, that's really the sherish of the machlokes over here. The manda amar avnei shulchan gadol zehu avnei shulchan hagi, which means that really, like we pointed out, zehu means that really they were different. It means that b'shari ma'is hashana, when the shulchan gadol was oved b'shmeinu begadim, he had a different avnate than the Kohen Hagid. The Kohen Hagid wore an avnate that was purely linen. His was linen and wool. So that means that a Kohen Gadol is not really wearing the regular Big Day Kahuna. He's not wearing the begadim of a Kohen Hagid. So that means that he's really not a Kohen Hagid. He has a different Kedusha. He has his set of clothing, which is different than a regular Kohen's set of clothing, because he has his type of Kedusha, which is different than a regular Kohen's type of Kedusha. But another man, that said loy zehu, which means that really they were identical. That the Kohen Gadol, Mashiach, Rosh Hashanah, his avnei was identical. So that means that every Kohen Gadol was wearing a complete set of Big Day Kahuna of a Kohen Hagid. The Mechrasayin, the Mitznefes, and the Ksoines, those are for sure the same. If the avnei is also the same, so that means that every Kohen Gadol dresses as a Kohen Hagid, and then he adds more also. Then he also adds four more begadim, l'shem Kohen Gadol. But he's wearing the four begadim of the Kohen Hagid. So that man da amar, that a Kohen Gadol, b'shari mos hashana, and a Kohen Hagid wore the same avnate, he holds that really Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Hagid, just he has more Kedusha also. While the other man da amar held that he's only wearing that since he's not wearing the avnate of a Kohen Hagid, that means that he doesn't need the begadim of a Kohen Hagid. So then we would say that his Kedusha is a different type of Kedusha in Gansin. Let's go on now to the Gemara. After the two dots, the Gemara comes back to the Sugya Rishis, I guess. Itmar. There's a Geshmak HaShtikl here in the Chedusha Haran. He explains what's in the Kudas HaMachalikas over here. He says, really, Kuli Amalei Pligi, that in order to be Chayav in Rishis, I guess, you need Bailas on the Tzayin. There's a Shir of Chamish Tzayin, you need Bailas on Chamish Tzayin. The Shaila is, when do you need the Bailas on the Chamish Tzayin? So, if Nasa Marishia says what's l'chayyeh the pashtus. The chayyeh reishis the gaze is chal after your gazes chamish tzayin. So you need to own the chamish tzayin after you finish being gazes them. So if you were selling them off along the way, you were gazes the tzayin and you sold it. You were gazes the tzayin and you sold it. So at the time you have a giza of chamish tzayin, you no longer have bailus on the chamish tzayin, so then the chayyeh can't be chal. That's what Nasim Barishia. But Rav Chista holds that even though, yes, anachanami, you need bailus and chamish tzayin at the time of the chalais achiev, but the chiev is really chal al kolponim bekoyach, the yisoid of the chiev is there from the beginning of the giza. From betchilas gizizasai, that's the beginning of the chiev of reishis hagez. What it means is, even though avada bepoyel, you don't have to do anything at that time, but what it means is that the mitzvah is mutal on somebody whose sheep grew so much wool. So now he has a mitzvah that when he's gezes it, he has to go and give some to the kohen. So b'payil, he doesn't have to give anything until after he's gezes. But the machayev is, not that he was gezes, the machayev is that his sheep grew all this wool. It's before like this in the Ritva. You see that the Ritva was going with this same lomdus. The Ritva says on the words of Rav Chista, that Rosh Rav Chista is machayev. In a case of gezes u'macha rishayna rishayna, Rav Chista is machayev, zot the Ritva, mistavra, that it's only if the Chamish Tzayin were all Te'unais, Manu Upras, before he started to be Gaites. If he had Chamish Tzayin, but only one of them had wool, and he was Gaites, then he sold it, and then the next one grew wool, and he was Gaites, then Avad even Rav Chitzu would be Maideh, that you're not Chayev. Because then you never had the Machayev. But if the Chamish Tzayin were Te'unais Tzemer, then even though he sold them off afterwards, that's okay, because like the Chedush Iran is saying, he sold them after the shas al kapanim, the shas, the yisaid of the chiyuv. The yisaid of the chiyuv is that he had the chamish tzayin to unais. That's what's mechayiv in Rishis Hagez. If he owned the chamish tzayin at that time, betchilas kzizasai, so that's enough to be mechayiv him. This yisaid of the chadush Iran is very, very helpful, regardless of the discussion we were having at the beginning of the parak. Mehispik litnei loy ad shetzva'oi, potter. We learned in the Mishnah on Daf Kuflamet Hei. And the Rashi over there said, "Dekanye v'shinui." We discussed the Rashi over there and the Rishonim that learned that it's a mamonistic adin, that there's mamon kayin, it belongs to the kayin, and ayidei the tzviya, he is being gezel the mamon kayin, and he's kanye v'shinui, which is a kinyan and gezela. The Rashi we mentioned on the Mishnah said that the din of lahitzvik nul meyashas svari potter is only if he's meskavin ligzonim. If his son was dyeing the wool because he thought it would be nice, but he wasn't thinking about how that would affect the hizchiv to the kohen, then it doesn't pater him. It's dafk if he's miskamin ligzol, because, like Rashi was learning, it's a din gezela, and mele has to be with kavana ligzol. We mentioned, and there's an alternative, that the Rizki Rav has this idea that shinui sometimes could work unrelated, regardless of any mumnistic dinim. If I'm mishana the chefetz, so that it's no longer the same chefetz that the Torah put the mitzvah on, then the mitzvah will disappear. Like esnan zayna, that you're mishana, the din esnan will disappear. But Rashi and the Rush at the beginning of the parak were clearly learning that's not the pshat of the din of the Mishnah, like he's beginning the layash tzvay. But Taizan Kuflam and Zayin and Beis, the top of Kuflam and Zayin and Beis, Taizvis has a Taizvis that's really shy to the Mishnah. He talks about this din of Lahizvik Litna Layash Tzvay, Pater, and Taizvis over there is Ma'irer, that there's really two cases that are Nichlal in the din of the Mishnah. The case where he was Gizeh's five tzoyin, and then he has all that Giza, and then he starts to be Tzveya. And then there's the case where he was gezed achas achas utzva'ai. And Zuk Tosfos, the pshat that Rashi and the Rush learned, that the reason why his patur was because he was gezed the moment of the kohen, that's shayach when he was gezed all five together. And then he was tzva'a. But if he was gezed achas achas utzva'ai, then Zuk Tosfos, the pshat of kanye v'shinui is not shayach in such a case. Meaning, like we were saying before, Achapanim, what we call the Pashtus in Rav Nosson Bar Ishia, that there can't be any Mammon Kohen before there's a Mitzvah Sveishas Hagez. When you graze one sheep or two sheep, there's no Mitzvah Sveishas Hagez. There's only Mitzvah Sveishas Hagez after you graze all five sheep. So if there's no Mitzvah Sveishas Hagez, there can't be any Mammon Kohen. So you can't tell me that he was Kanye Vashini. Kanye from whom? So Taiz doesn't fear ice. What then is the pshat? Taiz just says that you can't learn that pshat. Taiz is interested in why there isn't a raya from the Mishnah to the din of Mazak Matnas Kuhuna Pachas. Zok Taiz is because you have a case that you could learn the Mishnah where it can't be a din of Mazak Matnas Kuhuna because there's no mammonistic chalais taking place. So the Achrayim say that Taiz means that in that case you would explain it like the Rizki Rav, that it's the other din shuna, that's just not the same chef as the Torah gave the Mishnah to. But I'll call upon him, Taiz is mavur, that the lumness of Kanye Vishinui is only shayach in a case where all five sheep were already nigzaz, but not if you agree that achas achas utzvai. However, there's a Rashi in Rav Kama, a very shver Rashi in Rav Kama on Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, the beginning of Perek HaGoyz Kama. The Gemara over there brings a price almost the same as the case that we're talking about. It's not agree that achas achas utzvai, but it's agree that achas achas utzvai. He shears the wool and then he spins it into thread. It's just another example, but it's the same idea. He shears the wool and then he makes a shinui. And the Gemara brings a braisa where it says, "Gidus achas achas utvoi inu mitzaref." It's not mitzaref to make the shear for Reishis Hageiz, and he's potter from the mitzvah of Reishis Hageiz. Zok Rashi in Rav Kama Tzadi Gimel dekanye b'shinui. That Rashi does exactly what Tosis by us said you can't do. Taiz Vayos said that you could say the lumnus of Kanye Vishinui calls man that you're talking about a tzviya after he's gazed all five of them. But if he would be gazed achas achas utzvai, then you can't talk about kinyanim because there's no mamon kohen. But Rashi and Bava Kama does talk about kinyanim in exactly that case. Because it's achas achas utzvai, zukt Rashi, Kanye Vishinui. The Kana Bein Shayel. What's pshat in Kanye Vishinui before he was gezed all five of them? There's no mitzvah sveishas hageiz. How could there be any mamon kohen over here that he could be kohen from him, that he could be gezel from him? But al pi this chedushi haran, there's a pesach akoponim to understand that Rashi. The chedushi haran is saying that no, the tchilas hagziza is the time of the chaleis hachiyav. Now, it's true that the chedushi haran doesn't go as far as the Rashi of Avakam. The chedushi haran doesn't say that it would make it al kedei kach that is considered mum and koyin. Avada yesh lebal din loimer, that for that I need that the chi was chal b'poyol. But al kapanim a pesach there is. The chedushi haran is saying b'das v'chista that b'shas the tchilas hagziza, once he goes as the first sheep, that's really when the yisoid of the chiyuv is chal. That's when the mitzvah sveishas hageiz comes on him, and therefore the tnai of bailus, that you have to have bailus on five sheep at the same time, is only on that time. I don't need that he should own the five sheep later after he finished the gziza. But just the tchilas hageiz is when he needs to own the five sheep, because that's really the yisoid of when the chiyuv comes on him. If that's the yisoid of when the chiyuv comes on him, then there's a makom akoponim to say that that's when the chus of the kohen comes, in some sense, and you could talk about kinyane gzeila, kanye b'shinui, Rashi and Rav Kama. Al kaponim, Nachamal, the Ran over here says that the machlekes between Rav Chista and Rav Nasan Bereishi is whether the seid of the chiyuv comes at the seif of the geziza or at the tchilis of the geziza. Now let's take this discussion a little bit further. So far we've been learning the Mahalach of the Ran, which is also the Mahalach of Rashi, that the whole sugya, the machlekes of Chista and Nasan Bereishi, is about where he sold the sheep. Gazazumacha Rishenim Rishenim means he sheared a sheep and then he sold it. The Rambam, if you take a look in Halacha Tesvav, Paragid, of course, of Halachas Bikurim, Halacha Tesvav, the Rambam learns completely differently. This Gemara is not where he sheared a sheep and sold the sheep. It means he sold the Giza. Gazazumacha Rishenim Rishenim means he sheared a sheep and sold the Giza. He sheared the next sheep and he sold the Giza. So he never had a collection of chamish gizais altogether. And on that, Rav Chista Amar Chayev, Nasa Marishi Amar Pater. According to the Rambam, there's no remez in our Gemara that there's a din of bailus on the tzayin. The whole bailus that Rav Chista and Nasa Marishi are arguing about when you need the bailus for the chamish together is on the gizais. But there's no din of bailus. We don't find in our sugya a din of bailus on the tzayin. The Rambam, this Rambam in Tesvav, fits well with the Rambam Halacha Tess, where he brings down the other half of our sugya. Here in our Shaka Vatari, the Gemara brings down that which we learned in the Mishnah, Halakeh, Gez, Tzayn, Neshal, Ebekachav, and Pater. And the Gemara makes a diak, Hatzayn, Neligzayz, Chayav. The Rambam brings down this Halacha, the Petur, and the Chayav, in Halacha Tess. But he learns it differently than Rashi, who had said that Lakeh, Gez, Tzayn, Neshal, Ebekachav means that he bought just the rights to the wool while it was on the sheep. Hatsene Ligzeis means he bought a kinyan, a guf in the sheep itself, an inyan that he could shear it until after he finishes shearing it. The Rambam learns that no, both cases are in the giza itself. Halakeh Geiz Tsene Shalavikachavim Pater means if he bought the giza of the Avikachavim after it was already Nigzaz. Then he's pater. If he's lekeir giza betolush, he's pater. Hot soine ligzeis, the Gemara said chayav, that means if he buys it b'mechubar, then he's chayav. In both cases, all he bought was the giza. He never paid any money for a sheep. He never bought any sheep. He bought wool. But if he bought the wool betolush, he's pater. If he bought the wool b'mechubar, he's chayav. But again, there's no zecher over here to t'nai that you need bailus in the sheep. Both in the way the Rambam explains the din of Chisra, Menasa Marishia, and also the way the Rambam explains the din of Lekeach Geiz Tzene Shalev Kechavim, the Rambam does not have a din of Bailus in the sheep. Of the Maisa, the case of Mishnah in Halacha Tezvav is Ma'ir, that the Shaka Vitaria of the Gemara puts together these two Halachas, and the Shaka Vitaria of the Gemara is very sure according to the Rambam. Because the Gemara asked on Menasa Marishia, from this din in the Mishnah, from which we're Medai called Seine Ligzeis Chayav, and somehow that's supposed to be Kasha Rav Nasan Bereishia. So Bishlam, according to Rashi, Rav Nasan Bereishia was saying that you're Pater unless you have Bailas on all five sheep at the end. In fact, the Gemara, Seine Ligzeis Chayav, over there you only have Bailas on one sheep at a time. According to the Rambam, that Rav Nasan Bereishia wasn't saying that you need Bailas on all five sheep, he was just saying that you need Bailas on all five Gizais at the same time. So where do you see from the Mishnah Hatsene Ligzeis Chayav? So what? Where do you see over there that he doesn't have Bailus and all five Gizais at the same time? And the Emes is according to the Rambam's Pshat also, it's no better. Even though according to the Rambam, the Mishnah of Lekeir Geiz Tzene Shalav Chavim Pater and the Diyak of Hatsene Ligzeis Chayav is about the Giza, not about the sheep. But there's nothing here that's entering his Rishus and then leaving it. There's nothing about having temporary bailus and not having bailus on all five at the same time. The Mishnah is just telling us that you need bailus on the wool b'mechubar. It's not enough to have bailus on the wool b'tolosh. Why is that a kasha? Rav Nasan Bereishia, Nasan Bereishia may also agree that the bailus on the wool has to be as long as you have bailus on the wool b'mechubar, you're chayav.
But Rav Nachman Barishi is adding it tonight, that you have to have Bailus on all five walls at the same time. And I don't see otherwise from the Mishnah. So the Kesef Mishnah is a Ma'ir, that it's very shver on the Rambam. What does the Gemara mean to be asking from that Mishnah, Rav Nachman Barishi? Because the Mishnah blives shver, and let's leave that Kasha for now, and we'll come back to it in a moment. But the other half of what we're being medayik in the Rambam and Halacha test, that's where the Rambam more explicitly seems to show that he has no requirement of violence in the sheep. He says that even if you buy just the wool without the sheep, as long as you bought the wool b'mechubar, that's enough. So it seems, like we said before, the Rambam in Halacha test, more so, and also a little bit smashed by Halacha test as well, but the Rambam has no requirement of violence in the sheep. Oh, but L'chair, you can't say that. Because we learned at the beginning of the Perek, the very first Gemara in the Perek, and Af Kuflam and Hey, we learned Seincha V'loi Shel Hektish, that if the sheep belongs to Hektish, the Rambam himself in Halacha Beis, he brought down two examples of what that means, Seincha V'loi Shel Hektish. One case was a case where he was Maktish Behemptoi Chutz Migizei Seha, since the Tzein belonged to Hektish, it's not called Seincha, or the other case the Rambam said is where he's Maktish Tzein Lebede Kabayis, and then he was Gezizit, and there also, since the sheep belong to Hektish, so he's Pater. He's paid, the Rambam says over there, that he's paid to the wool, but the sheep belongs to Hektish, so he's Pater. So from that halacha, which the Rambam brings down, of Tzoncha V'loi Shel Hektish, you see that there isn't enough Bailuth in the sheep. So how could the Rambam say that you could be Lekeach, the gaze Tzoncha of the Kochavim, as long as Lekeach, the gaze B'machubar, even though you have no Bailuth on the Tzoncha, your chayev, we were saying before, it sounds like there's no requirement of bailus on the sheep, but we see from the sugya of Hektish that Avata there is a requirement of bailus on the sheep. So there are Sameach in Halacha Yud. There's Sameach in Arichas in Halacha Yud, in Perek Yud. Halacha Yud, the end of his Arichas, the last paragraph, is about this Kasha on the Rambam. And there's Sameach says that Avata the Rambam is made that you need to have some kind of, some din in the sheep. You don't need bailus, but what you need is that you should have a zchus in the sheep that the owner of the sheep is meshubit to you to let him shear the sheep. You need a shibud gziza on the sheep. The reason why the Gemara on Kuf Lamed Hey patters tzayin chavalei shel hektish, that if it's a tzayin of hektish, you're part of a ratio they gave, that's because hektish doesn't owe you anything. Hektish has a sheep. Good, you were maktish at the hektish. You were maktish chutz migizei seha. But Hektish never made any deal with you that you should have rights to the Giza. You said, I'm giving the sheep to Hektish. The Giza, I'm keeping for myself. But a right to go and take that sheep, hold it, do an avoida of Giza. Yeah, you're the owner of the wool when the wool comes off. But are you allowed to take the sheep and hold the sheep for the purpose of taking off the wool? Hektish never gave you that right. But when, so therefore over there you're potter because you don't have even that minimal zchus in the sheep of a shibud gziza. Here you made a deal with another person. He said, I have a sheep full of wool. Do you want to buy the wool? You said, yeah, I'll pay you money. I'll buy you the wool. Obviously, it's implicit in that deal. If he's selling you the sheep, if he's selling you the wool that's on his sheep's back, he means for you to have the right to go and take your knife and to the sheep's back and take off the wool. So then, the sheep is meshubid to the lekeach le'inyin ligzizasai. So that case satisfies the requirement of tzchus in the sheep. Meaning, avada the Rambam holds that you need some kind of a tzchus in the sheep, not bailus mamish, but some kind of a tzchus, a shibud gziza in the sheep. The reason why in our sugi he doesn't explain that that's what's missing in our sugi is because in our sugi you have that. Lekeach geiz seni shalevi kachavim, he has all that he needs in the sheep. He has a tzchus to be gezes the sheep. So in our sugya, that wasn't relevant. The only thing that's relevant over here is that a people mechuber and then not people talish. And like Rav Nachman Barishi says, that it's relevant that your bailus on the giza has to be all five at the same time. But a chasaran and the bailus on the sheep wasn't relevant in our sugya because the schus giza was there. But in Nafka Flamet, hey, Legabi being makdish behemta, chus migizei, over there he's chasar the schus giza, and that's why over there you pater. Ad kan the Arsa Meach. In the Sefer Mincha Shlema from Mordechai Linzer, he says that now we could come back to the kasha that we had from the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah was bothered that what's the tushta the Gemara is making asking a kasha from Nassim Bar Ishiya from the Mishnah of the Keich Gizayin Shalevi Kachavim. They're two totally separate diyunim. The Rav Nosson Bereishis and Rav Chisda were arguing about the bailus that you need on the Giza. When do you need the bailus? Do you need to have, is it enough to have the bailus on one Giza at a time? Do you need to have all five together? And the Deek in the Mishnah, the way the Rambam learned is a whole separate discussion. Is it enough to own the Giza betalus, or do you need to own it b'mechubar? But what does that have to do with the Nosson Bereishis and Rav Chisda? But now that we're seeing that the Rambam and Halacha test, the Rambam by is also a din bailus. It's a din shibud al kapanim, a din zchus. That you need a gevis zchus on the sheep that you should, it should be meshubit to you for its gziza. Now, enachanami, that's a different din bailus than the one that Rav Nosson Bereishis was talking about. Rav Nosson Bereishis and Rav Chisda were talking about the bailus that you need on the giza. The mission is talking about the bailus or semi bailus, the shibud that you need on the sheep. But now copy the shaila of whatever bailus you need, whatever schusm you need on chamish tzoyin oiseis manu manu upras, is it enough to have it one at a time, or do you need to have all five together? And Rav Chisda says, when Rav Chisda and Rav Nosson Bereishis were talking about the bailus that you need on the giza, Rav Chisda said it's enough to have bailus on one giza at a time. And Nosson Bereishis said no, you need to have bailus on all five gizas together. So the Gemara makes it tzushtal. Just like if Nosson Bereishis holds the lagabe, the bailus that you need on the giza, you should need to have bailus on all five gizas together. So if there's also a din bailus that you need on the sheep, good, not bailus mamish, but a din shiba that you need, that the sheep should be meshubud leilig ziza. If there's such a din bailus that you need, so we should expect that according to Rav Chisda, it should be enough to have that for one sheep at a time. And according to Rav Nosson Bereishis, you should have to have it for all five together. And if we learn in the Mishnah, which sounds like if you could buy one sheep from a guy, which is Meshubud Ligzizasai, and your guy is it. And then that's it. Then you lose your Shibud. But if you do that five times in a row, then you'll be Chayiv. That means that the Shibud Ligzizasai that you have on the sheep, you don't need to have all five at the same time. So in fact, the Gemara is the Kashar of Nosson Bereishis. Because the Gemara is making a tzushtal between one din bailus and the other din bailus. But again, this is only Shayach al-Pi, the Aris HaMeach, who explains that what the Rambam is telling us when the Rambam says that you need to own the Giza b'mechuber, not just b'talosh. The Pshat is because you really need a tzchus Giza in the sheep. And when you own the Giza b'talosh and you bought it from the guy, then you take a have that tzchus Giza in the sheep. Now let's briefly cover the last sugya in the parak. When the Mishnah says Halakeh Giz Tzin Nishol Chaveri, and if the Meicher is Meshayer, then the Chiv is on the Meicher, and if the Meicher is not Meshayer, then the Chiv is on the Lakeh. And the Gemara explains on the top of Amud Beis that really the seed of the Mishnah is Matnis Nekayin Leimaz Ben Inish. And so Rashi explains that both in the case of Shir and in the case of Leishir, the seed of the Din is that there's an Anant Sahadi. We assume that the Meicher's intention and the Lakeh's intention was not to sell the Reishis HaGeiz. Even though he said, I'm selling you the wool on my sheep, but he meant except for the Reishis HaGeiz. So if he was Meshayer a certain amount, so we say, oh, that's the Reishis HaGeiz, it's still in the hands of the Meicher. If he wasn't Meshayer anything, so even then, we assume that he never meant to sell the Reishis HaGeiz, even though he said, I'm selling you all of the wool, but he meant all of the wool except for the Reishis HaGeiz. So now even if the Lakeh is, practically speaking, holding all of the wool, but part of the wool is the Reishis HaGeiz, which was never sold to him. So he gives it to the Kohen. Not that it's his din that he's giving a matana to the Kohen. That's Pashut, the Lekeach. Lekeach Geiz, Tzayinu Shechaveri, Zichar doesn't have a mitzvah of Reishis HaGeiz. That's what we were learning in the previous sugya, that Akoponim, Aliba Dirashi, you need Bailas on the Tzayin to be Chayiv in Reishis HaGeiz. The Lekeach is Zichar not Chayiv in Reishis HaGeiz. The Chiv is the Meichers. But since, like the Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis, Matonis Tekoin Lei Mazvin Inish, so even when he said, I'm selling you all the wool, and the Lakeach went and he took all the wool, but we assume that he didn't mean all the wool, Mamish, he meant all except for the Reishis HaGeiz. So when the Lakeach went and took all the wool, he took some that's not really for him, it's really for the Kohen. So he goes and gives it to the Kohen, but really he's delivering, he's just a delivery person delivering to the Kohen the Reishis HaGeiz, which is coming from the Meicher. It was the Meicher's mitzvah, and the Meicher is giving it really to the Kohen. Now Rashi makes clear that this is all because we assume, meaning that which the Mishnah says in both cases, either Shear and then the Meicher is Chayv, or Leishir and the Lekeich is Chayv, that's because we assume that they didn't intend, they weren't coming to be Mefkiah the Mitzvah. But as Rashi says on Amud Beis, Vaday Impirish Loi, HaKulani Meicher Lecha, if they spoke out, I'm selling you the whole thing, every part of the wool I'm selling to you, then in kam lekein klum loyal ze v'loyal ze, then the kohen avada has no tefiyah. Because if he really sold all the wool, every last bit of it, and even the reishis hageiz, then there is no reishis hageiz, because the lekeich is in the chayv in the midst of reishis hageiz, because he doesn't have a tzayin. And the meicher is in the chayv in the midst of reishis hageiz, because he doesn't have a giza. So then there's no chayv at all. That's mefurish and Rashi. And the Chazon Ish at the beginning of Simei Reish Dalet is Ma'irir a problem that if Rashi holds that if all the wool really belongs to the Lekeach, then there's no Mitzvah Reish Zageiz. So that means, what does that mean? That there's a Tanai of Bailus, the Meicher, the one that's fulfilling the Mitzvah Reish Zageiz, needs Bailus in the Giza. If that's so, then why does it help that Matan is the Kohen Limaz Ben Inish? And so we have an Ansahadi, unless he spoke out otherwise, we assume that the Meicher meant to keep for himself a little bit. But he didn't keep for himself the whole thing. He didn't keep for himself the mana upras, the shishim mana, the shishim slayim, from the whole entire Giza. He just kept for himself a little bit, the part that he's going to be giving to the Kohen. So the Meicher, he doesn't have bailus on the Giza enough to be chayv in the mitzvah of Reish Zageiz. So why is there a mitzvah? Just like when he sells the whole thing, the Lekeich doesn't have a sheep, and the Meicher doesn't have any wool, so there's no Mitzvah Reish Zageiz. So too, when he sells all of it except for a little bit, the Lekeich doesn't have a sheep, the Meicher doesn't have very much wool, he just has a little bit, but he doesn't have a shear. The shear of the wool is in the hands of the Lekeich, he just has the part that we're going to call the Reish Zageiz. So let's say again, he doesn't have bailus on the wool, and he shouldn't be chayev. So the Chazon Ish writes that the chiyev here in the Mishnah is relying on an assumption that when they speak out such a deal, that I mean to be selling you all of the wool or most of the wool on my sheep, it means you could go ahead and be good with it, but and you should be koina after a moment after the giza, meaning after the chi of reishis hageiz, the mitzvah of reishis hageiz is chal. Because then a chanami, if he would sell it with the das that the kinyan should be chal immediately, and then the lekeich is going and being goizeh his wool from the sheep, then the chiv will never be chal on the meicher. We need that the meicher is telling him, you could take the wool off of my sheep and then afterwards be kaina. That way, at the first moment that it comes off, it still belongs to the meicher. So now the meicher, he has the sheep, he has the wool, he has the mitzvah reishis hageiz. Then even if the lekeich takes all the wool home with him, but part of what he's taking home is the kain, the matan is the kain, which is lemaz ben inish. So it's not really his, he should give it to the kain. If their das was, just like Rashi said, that if they would be mefarish the hayda that he's selling them all of the wool, then the chiyuv reishis hageiz would never be chal. So too, tzedakah the Chazon Ish, even if he's only selling him most of the wool, he's leaving over 5 slayim that he's going to give to the kohen. But if his das would be that the lekeich should be kohen at miyad, then right to the chiyuv would never be chal. So we have to add into the Ansahadi, into the Umdunah, that the Mishnah is relying on, that he doesn't mean for the Lekeich to be kohen anything until after the Geziza, so after the Mitzvah Zveishis Hageiz is Chal. We're learning Mitzvah Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, and we're beginning Be'ezras Hashem Perek Shiluach HaKein. And let's begin with the discussion about the time of the Mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. When the Rishonim discuss the time of the Mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, they get into a very yesidistic discussion about darshaning tamim of mitzvahs altogether. Let's begin with the Ramban. The Ramban in his Pirush and Parshas Kiseitzeh, the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein, he writes that the union of the mitzvah is l'voltiha yeslonu l'eva chazari v'lein n'rachim. The idea is that we shouldn't be cruel. It's a cruel union to go take the whole cain together, the mother and the babies all at one time. It's like a massacre. It's like a destruction. So it's an achazarius, and so that we shouldn't be cruel like that. Leiv achazari of lein rachim. The Torah says, send away the mother if you want to take something from the cane. The Rambam goes on to say that the Rambam Mar Nevuchim also explains like this, and the Rambam elaborates, ki yesh lebehim is daiga, and avas ha'im. The Rambam says that concern for children is something which is instinctive. It's not something which is based on seichel, and therefore it's something that humans share with the animal kingdom. We could expect that the mother bird also has a
human-like maternal concern for our children, and so to spare her from the agony of seeing us take away her children while she's there, there's a mitzvah shalach ha'aim. But then the Rambam is the kasha. Here we're saying the time of the mitzvah is rachmanos, but there's a mishnah in brachas daf lamed gimel as well as in megillah daf chafei. The mishnah brings down that ha'omer, if somebody says in his davening a kanti pre'yigir rechamecha, if somebody is davening to Hashem and he wants to praise Hashem, that Hashem's rachmanos is so great that his rachmanos reaches even to the nest of a bird. If somebody says a tefillah like that, mishatkin, I say the tzibur is supposed to quiet him and say, you can't be our shliach tzibur. You're not allowed to say al kan tzibur yagir rechamecha, as the Gemara explains, because he's making Hashem's mitzvahs into rachamim ve'ein anel gezeiros. So here the Rambam and the Ramban were saying that the pshat on the mitzvah shliach kain is rachamim. The Mishnah says the imam is not allowed to say that. Zok the Rambam. That it's true, the Tana of the Mishnah in Brachas holds that way. But there are other Tanaim that hold that we, Zok the Rambam, because it's a Yesidistic question. It's not Stam that they're arguing about Shulach HaKein. The Tana that says that you're not allowed to say that Rachamim is the Pshan, that's Shulach HaKein, is because he holds you're not allowed to give reasons for mitzvahs altogether. But there are so many other places in Chazal, especially in Midrashim, where we find that they do give reasons for mitzvahs. So that means that all these other Maramakimis and Chazal argue with that Mishnah. And so is Dr. Ramam, we don't follow that Mishnah. And therefore we give reasons for mitzvahs, and we're going to give this reason for the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein. Now the Ramban brings down this Ramam. The Ramban says that he agrees with the Ramam's conclusion that yes, we do give reasons for mitzvahs. The Ramban brings rayas, including one from the Medrash that where Shlomo Melech says about the Paraduma, Amarti Echkam Avihi Rechikam Imeni. And the Medrash explains that Shlomo HaMelech was able to give reasons for all of the other mitzvahs in the Torah, just not Parah Aduma. So you see that mitzvahs have reasons we're expected to be able to think about and try to give reasons for the mitzvahs. But for the Mishnah in Brachas, the Ramban says, don't answer like the Rambam, that that's a Das Yachid and it's an Achleikis. Rather, Zok the Ramban, the Mishnah over there means to be giving a very subtle point. If somebody says Al Kan Sipar Yagir Rachamecha, that the Rachamim of Hashem is targeted at the bird, he's missing the point. Because Eina Te'elis, the Ramban writes, Eina Te'elis in any of the mitzvahs, LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai Yisala, Ella HaTe'elis Le'adam Atzmai, Limnaya Mimenu Midonu Miguna. Zok the Ramban. Yes, the Mitzvah Shiluach HaKein is all about Rachmanos, Achzarius, but it's not Alts Rachmanos for the bird, but it's to train human beings, to train Bnei Yisrael to act with Rachmanos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do this Mice of Rachmanos on the Tzipar, not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merachim on the Tzipar, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to become Balei Rachamim. So he gave us this mitzvah to practice our Rachamim and to be Mesirachi from Achzarius so that we should develop good Midas. I'll call upon him, Bein Lefi the Rambam, Bein Lefi the Ramban. Over here by Shiluach HaKein, the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Rachamim. There's a Medrash in Vayikra Rabbach of Zayin Yud Aleph, which says this Lahedya on the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. It darshins the Pasuk in Mishle, Yedeya Tzadik Nefesh Behamtai. The Medrash says, Yedeya Tzadik Zehakadosh Baruch Hu, Nefesh Behamtai, Shenem Marshaleich Shalach Esaim, Vesabanim Tikach Lach. So this supports this position of the Rishonim, as the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein is about rachamim. The Ursa Meach on the Rambam in Parag Gimel Halacha Zayin, the Ursa Meach is a beautiful diuk in the Rambam that adds a knech, adds a detail, a oimek, to this Havana. Al Derech, the Rambam that we've been saying, that the Inyan of Shiluach HaKein is rachamim for the bird, but the Ursa Meach is medayek, that the rachamim that the Rambam had in mind is not stam that for the bird to be taken together with her children would cause her a lot of tzar. But the pshat is, because if there's a hunt is supposed to be a battle between the predator and the prey. It has to be a fair battle, meaning the one that's being hunted has to have an opportunity to escape. But if the one that's being hunted is glued to where she is because of her ava for her children, and so then it's very easy for the predator, for the hunter, to come and take her, because she can't run away. Why? Because of her ava. So then you're taking advantage of her ava. This ava is a noble feeling on the part of the bird, and now we're exploiting it. the bird is losing out because of her ava that the Torah wanted to be merachik from. And so the Torah said it has to be a fair hunt. If you want to catch a bird, you have to go for a bird that's able to run away. But a bird that can't run away because of her ava, that's not a bird that you should be hunting. That's the Arsameach Chaysaf Va'ayin Sham that he explains 2-3 halachas there in Parakigimah Vachashchita is all about Mitzvah Shiluach HaKein, and he explains a few halachas that he says on Mizbar Alpi this time, which maybe we'll come back to later in the parak. But Al-Kapanim, he's Medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam over there in Halacha Zayin, that's what the Rambam means when he talks about the Rachmanis and the Achazarius for the Mitzvah Shiluach HaKein. Al-Kapanim, according to the Medrash of Vayikra, according to the Rambam, according to the Ramban, the Ur Sameach, the Mitzvah Shiluach HaKein is all about Rachmanos and Achzarias. There's another time, though, that's given. The time in the Zohar is something completely different. In the Zohar it says, and this Zohar is quoted already by Rav Nachum Rakanti. Rav Nachum Rakanti was a Rishon in the 1200s, the very first Dar of Rishonim that quotes from the Zohar. And he brings down in his Pirush on Devarim and Kizaitzei that the Zohar says about the Mitzvah Shiluach HaKein that we're supposed to send away the mother so that the mother in its tsar will be ma'irer the tsar of the Shechina, which is also like a mother, and it'll be ma'irer the Rachamim, so that the Shechina will then say, Oy li shehigleitzi es banai, Oy li shechravti es hechali, it'll be ma'irer the Shechina to have Rachmanus on us. The tsar of the mother bird is ma'ir the tsar of the Shechina, and it will be ma'ir rachamim up in Shemayim. This time of the Zohar, now this is completely different. It, in fact, it's almost lahapach. Here, the Rishonim were learning that the Mitzvah Shiluach HaKein is to prevent tsar for the bird. It's rachmanis on the bird. According to the Zohar, it's punfaket. It's really to be geirim tsar to the bird. The idea being that the tsar of the bird is ma'ir rachamim in Shemayim somehow. This Chiddush from the Zohar is referred to in the Chavis Yair in a very sadistic tshuva. Chavis Yair Simon Samach Zayin is a very important Ma'ar Makam because he's one of the first that talks about a Shaila which will treat as one of the most important, most central Shailas going through the Parak Shiluach HaKein. We're going to come back to it again and again. What's the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein? Is it a mitzvah Chiyuvis, a mitzvah b'kumva, say that ki kari kansipa l'vanacha, if you come across a kansipar, you're supposed to be mishalech le'im. Shalech le'im is a mitzvah that's mutola karkafta de gavra, like the mitzvah of tefillin. Like if it's Rosh Hashanah today, you're supposed to blow shofar. If you come across a kansipar, you're supposed to be mishalech le'im. Or is it no? It's just, if a person wants, really the state is an isser. You're not allowed to take anything from the cane while the mother is there. So if you want the Beitim or the Ephraim, you have to send away the mother. If it's just to be matir, taking something away, that without a shiluach, it'll be usher to take anything from the cane. So if you want to take something from the cane, you have to be mishaleich first. But then, if you don't want anything, then there's no reason why you should do the shiluach cane. Then it's a mitzvah, some achrayim call it a mitzvah kiyumis, according to that side. Others will call it a matir according to that side. But al-kapanim la-halacha, what that means according to that side, is that if you don't want anything, you don't have to do anything. The Chavis Yair says no. The Chavis Yair is the Mar de Shmait, so that the Iker is really like the first time. Like the first tzad that I said, that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. The ki ikar kan sipar, you're commanded shalech the shalach ha-saim. And he brings riots from Gemaras, which means Shem will come to it. It's a short parak, but on every daf in this parak, there's a Gemara which somebody in the Achrayim uses as a raya to one side or to the other. So we're going to come again and again to this Shaila. So Mitzvah Shem on Kuf Lamed Tes and on Kuf Mem will say over some of the Hachachis of the Chavis Yair and some of the counter argument. But Al Kapanim, for now, for this discussion, I'll just mention that the Chavis Yair, at the end of his Tshuva, he brings this Zaya. And he says this Zohar certainly fits very well with his position that if it's to be Ari Racham et Shemayim, so it's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. So just like Tefillin or Shofar is Mala Ar Zikaron Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so Hashem says you should blow Shofar. So too, this is Mala Racham et Shemayim. So the Torah says you should be Mishaleich HaSaim. That's the position of the Chavis Yair. The Chatam Sofer has a tshuva about this in Ar Chaim Siman Kuf, where he
also goes through many Gemaras in the Perek to try to figure out which is the correct explanation of this mitzvah. And again, we'll be coming back to the Chatam Sefer Mitzvah Shembling and other places in the Perek. But in Yinein, I'll be Ma'irer, that the Chatam Sefer says that while the Chavis Yair is right, that according to the Zayir Avadetz Mestaber, that it should be a mitzvah Chiyuvis. But the other time that we learned is also negated to this discussion. According to the time of the Ramban and the Rambam, it's Mestaber, that it should be a mitzvah Chiyuvis, that it's a Matia, that it's not a Chiyuvis. As the Chatam Sefer writes, that if the whole point is that we should be trained not to be Achzarim, if we're going to go around sending away the mother bird from every cane, whether we want the Afroichim or not, B'makum shenilmad shalei lechzachzer, instead of learning not to be cruel, adirabah, nilmad benargil atzmeinu b'achzarius. We'll be training ourselves yet to be cruel, ulitza'ir balechayim almagon, and to go cause pain for animals for no good reason. That's the last thing that we would want to do according to the time of the Rambam and the Ramban. So the Chacham Sefer says that while the Chavis Yair is right, that lefi the time of the Zayar, you'd come to his conclusion that it's mitzvah chiyuvis, but according to the time given by the Rishenim, you'd come to the opposite conclusion that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. And then the Chacham Sefer, but there's a very gishmak raya. And now let's get into the first sugi here in Perek Shulah Hakein, right into the mission. The mission talks about that which we learned in the mission Shulah Hakein. Noyeg Maris of Chutz Arts b'fnei abayis v'shaloi b'fnei abayis. And the Gemara says, five lines into the Gemara, that b'fnei abayis v'shaloi b'fnei abayis is shaloi l'tzeirech. It was learned in the mission by Oysev Espinoy. Over there, they were takavi havamina to limit it to b'fnei abayis. But over here by Shulah Hakein, there is no havamina that it should be only b'fnei abayis. And it's shaloi l'tzeirech, but it was learned over here. Agav, that it was learned over there. Frek Tachsam Sefer. According to the time of the Zayar, not only should there be a havamina, but for keret, he says it's takashver. Why is it noyeg shaloi b'fnei abayis? If the idea is to be ma'iru rachmi shemayim, so that the ima ila'a, as the Zayar describes the shechina over there, the mother up above, should say, oyli shechravti es beisi. Well, that's only b'shas achorban. The shechina could say, oyli shechravti es beisi. But b'zman shashanu kisiknam Yisrael shruin al adamasam, so what do we need to be mitzara the shechina for? Kol shekin zechvasam sefer la'asid lavai. When the whole olam is betikunai, what do we need to be mitzara the shechina for? What racham ishmaim are we coming to be ma'ira? Then the Chatam Sefer says that maybe as a kasha on the Zayar, maybe it's not shver. There's always what to be ma'ira rachamim for, even if the particular nusach is elishech ravti as beisi. And that nusach is only for shalei b'fnei abayis. But b'fnei abayis, maybe we want to be ma'ir rachamim for various other things. There's always this chaylim, this nitzrachim, and it's always good to be ma'ir rachamim shemayim. So maybe it's not a kasha that slugs up the time of the Zayar, but I'll call upon him a chidush it would taka be. It's a chidush that the time of the Zayar should apply even b'fnei abayis. Avada misver, we would say that it's only shalei b'fnei abayis, and it's a chidush that would apply b'fnei abayis. But the Talmud Bavli says that it's shaloi v'tzeirich nishneis. That which the Mishnah says b'fnei abayis v'shaloi b'fnei abayis. There is no havamina to be mechalek. So zok t'chsam sefer. So that means al kerchach that the Shas Bavli doesn't hold like that time of the Zayar. And then he writes v'yadua that hechi depli hanigla manister, that whenever there's a mechalek between the nigla and the nister, ein anu esek binis, ein lanu esek binis tareis. That we have to follow the time in the Teirah Niglais and not the time of the Nistar. If we learn something from the Zayar and it doesn't go against what we have from Shasu Paiskim, so then we'll take what we learn from the Zayar. But if it goes against the Shas Bavli, then we can't follow what it says in the Zayar. See, it's Tzayin Halacha, Chatam Sefer writes, and since over here there's a Raya from the Gemara, from this Sugya, that B'fnei Abayis, Shalei B'fnei Abayis, Shalei Litzayrich Nishneis, is the raya against the time of the Zayar, that means that we don't follow that time, and therefore Zot Chatam Sefer, the Chatam Sefer Taka Paskins, like the other tzad, like the tzad that he says is supported by the time of the Rambam and the Ramban, that the Iker time for the mitzvah is Alz Rachmanus, to train us in Rachmanus, that we shouldn't be Achzarim, and therefore he says the mitzvah is only if a person wants to take something from the nest, but if a person's not interested in anything, if the Beitz and the Freichim, then he could just leave it alone, and he's not under any chiyuv or even encouraged to go and be mishaleach the aim.
Now let's continue. The Rishonim discuss a question of whether or not there's a bracha on the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. And they bring from the Shas HaShuvah's HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Simin Yud Ches, that he discusses this issue. Now, just a word about Chelek Aleph, Simin Yud Ches, in the Shas HaShuvah's HaRashba. The tshuva that's written over there really comes from an earlier source. It's a tshuva from Rav Yosef Ibn Plat, who lived about 150 years before the Rashba. He was a Rebbe of the Ravid, and he wrote this tshuva to the Ravid. The tshuva is a discussion about many, many mitzvahs. The question was, how do we decide which mitzvahs yes to make a bracha on, which mitzvahs not to make a bracha on? And he begins by saying that there isn't any single klal that explains all of the mitzvahs, but he goes through in that tshuva many, many mitzvahs and explains why some of them do have a bracha, some of them don't have a bracha. Now, this tshuva could be found in the Shas HaShuvah's HaRashba, Chelek Aleph Simin Yud Ches. That's where it's most often quoted from. It could also be found in Rabbeinu Menoyach on Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Brachas and the Rambam. Rabbeinu Menoyach brings down this tshuva in its entirety in a longer form than we find in the Shas HaShuvah's HaRashba. And it's also brought down in the Avudraham at the beginning of the Sefer. And over there in the Avudraham, it's brought down together with responses that the Ravid wrote after receiving this tshuva. Now, in the Tshuva's HaRashba, it's not entirely clear. Is this the Rashba himself who's writing? Somebody asked the Rashba for klalim and when we make Berachas HaMitzvos. So the Rashba said, here, let me tell you what the Rebbe Ibn Plat wrote on this, and the Rashba brought down this Rebbe Ibn Plat. Or is it perhaps just a tshuva that has nothing to do with the Rashba that was mistakenly put into the Shalas Tshuva's HaRashba, like we find elsewhere? There are tshuvas that are included in the Shalas Tshuva's HaRashba. Rav Chanan Wasserman writes in the beginning of the Kovetz Ha'aretz of Maseches Yevamos, he has a list of Yedias Nechbadais, where he tells us about places where works from Rishonim were misattributed. And he writes over there that there are many tshuvas from the Maram Rutenberg that got included in the Shalas Tshuva's HaRashba by mistake. So it's not clear whether this is an example of such a mistake, and it's not really Tshuva's HaRashba at all, or whether it's the Rashba quoting the Rebbe Ibn Plat. Al kol panim, the origin of this tshuva is the Rebbe Ibn Plat, and in discussing why we don't, whether we make a bracha on the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein, so he says we do not, and he explains the reason why is because it's a mitzvah Abba Baveira. What does he mean, mitzvah Abba Baveira? He's using the term a little bit differently than in the Gemara when we say, Lamashal, that Lulav HaGozel is a mitzvah Abba Baveira. He means over here that the mitzvah only came about because you did an Aveira. And he compares it to Hashavas Gezela and Hachzaras Ribbis. Just like Hashavas Gezela. You don't make a bracha on that, even though now that you were Gozel, there's a mitzvah, a Heshavas Gezela. But you only came to this mitzvah because you did an Aveira. So too, he says, by Shiluach HaKein, because you took the mother bird when you weren't allowed to, now you have to send her away to be misaken the Aveira. This assay is to be menatek the lav, to be misaken the lav. But since you only came to this mitzvah because you did an Aveira, therefore you don't make a bracha on it. That's the nusach that we find in the Tshuva's HaRashba, Chelek Aleph Simin Yud Ches, again from the Rebbe Ibn Plat. And l'chayri, it's a pella, because the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein exists in two circumstances. If somebody took the mother bird, ba'aveira, who's over a leis aseh, so now it's nitik laaseh, he has to send away the mother bird to be misakin alav. There's also a mitzvah, which is what we've been talking about today, that if a person wants to take something from the cain, he's obligated to send away the mother bird, even if he didn't do any aveira previously. So the Rashba gave an explanation for why we wouldn't make a bracha in the first scenario, but why wouldn't you make a bracha in the second scenario? And in fact, if you take a look in the Avudraham, where he brings down the tshuva of the Rebbe Ibn Plat with the Hasagas HaRavid, the Ravid wrote this back in response to the Rebbe Ibn Plat. The Ravid said that, I don't understand why we wouldn't make a bracha if you send away the mother bird to begin with. And as a matter of fact, if you take a look in the Pesachei Tshuva in Siman Reish Tzadi Beis in Yerideya, that's where Shulchan Aruch talks about Shiluach HaKein. And in the Pesachei Tshuva in Sifkot and Beis, he brings down some Pesachim Achreinim that discussed whether or not to make a bracha on Shiluach HaKein. And there's even a Yesh Oimim there that's Mechalek LaHalacha, like this Kasha of the Ravid. There's a Yesh Oimim over there that Taka says that if you're sending away the mother bird to begin with, then you do make a bracha. But if you're only sending away the mother bird after having taken it, then you don't make a bracha. But Al Kapanim, in the words of the Tshuva's HaRashba, the Rebbe Ibn Plat, L'chayr, it's very fair. What does it mean that we don't make a bracha on shuluch hakein? The mashmos or rashba is that we never make a bracha on shuluch hakein. But what's talk of the pshat? In the case where you send away the motherboard to begin with, how can we say that you're only doing it to be mesakin and naveira? So the Dvar Avram, in Chelek Beis Siman Ches, there's a long, long tshuva in the Dvar Avram, and most of the tshuva, beginning with Ois Yud Gimel, till the end of the tshuva, which is about 20 Ois Yais later, is all about Shuluch HaKein. So many aspects of the mitzvah of Shuluch HaKein are discussed in that tshuva of the Dvar Avram. And in Ois Chav Beis over there, he brings down this Rashba. He asks this Kasha, he says, what about in the case where you're sending it away to begin with, then Michael and Meimer, why don't we make a bracha there? And he says that the pshat is the Rashba held of a chiddush, that we never make a bracha on a mitzvah kiyumis. We only make a bracha on a mitzvah chiyuvis. When the Torah says you must do something, tefillin, shofar, lulav, these are things that you have to do, then we make a bracha on it. But when it's something that you don't have to do, you just, if you want, you could do it, like shiluach hakein, meaning the Dvar Avram is naming on, like we said, B'shem Nechtam Sefer, not like the Chavis Yair. The Dvar Avram discusses this Hakira, this Shaila, and he said that I'm learning in the Rashba, not like the Chavis Yair. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, and he's being Maitzef Achidosh, and the Rashba held that when a mitzvah is not a mitzvah chiyuvis, you don't make a bracha. A klal and birkas amitzvah, there's never a bracha on a mitzvah chiyuvis. Ay, Shechita, it's only a mitzvah kiyumis. More than that, it's only a matir. Nobody asks you to shecht. It's only that you're not allowed to eat basa without shechting. He says the terror to that is because Shechita has a bracha because of Shechita's kodshim. And he's mitzayin to the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Zayin. The Taka says that the bracha by Shechita's chulin is nigrar after the bracha by Shechita's kodshim. Even though the Gemara over there doesn't quite say this chiddush, but ayin sham, it's somewhat of a makar to this idea. The Dvar Avram says that which we make a bracha by shechita, that's only because it's nigger after shechita's kashim, which is taka mitzvah chiyuvis. But on a mitzvah kiyumis, we would never make a bracha. If you like a kasha from a mitzvah like tzitzis or a mitzvah like sukkah, so inkan makoyimai, but that we wouldn't consider to be a mitzvah kiyumis, as Reb Shimon explains, Reb Shimon Shkrapin, Shar Yeshur, Shar Gimel, Ois Yutes, that the proper way to view that is that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis with a t'nai. If a person puts on the Dalai Kanfis, then he becomes chayiv in the mitzvah. If he doesn't put on the Dalai Kanfis, then it's like the mitzvah of Shefer when it's not Rosh Hashanah. You're not in the matzav of chiyuv. When you're not in the matzav of chiyuv, you don't have to do it. But when you're in the matzav of chiyuv, then it's a mitzvah chiyuv is like any other mitzvah. So Rav Shimon explains the mitzvahs like Shefer, like tzitzis and sukkah. And so the Dvar Avram would go with that same mahalach, and therefore he could say that on a mitzvah kiyumis we would never make a bracha. So coming back to the words of the Tshuvas Harib and Plat, Dr. Dvar Avram, so when he addressed the question of why there's no bracha on Shiluach HaKein, he was never going on the case where you send it away to begin with. When you send it away to begin with, of course there's no bracha because it's a mitzvah kiyumis. The only question was, well, what about if you already took the mother be'isser? You are over the Laisasa. And once a person is over the Laisasa, and the Laisasa has Nitzik Lasseh, so now he's commanded to send it away. Now it's already a mitzvah chiyuvis. Then you can ask Akasha, we should make a bracha. To that and for the Rashba. And no. Then also we don't make a bracha, because then it's a mitzvah Baba Veira, since he only came to this mitzvah because he was over on a Laisasa, so it's like Hashavas Gezela. We don't make a bracha on such a mitzvah. Memele Zakta Dvar Avram, if this is Taka, the right pshat in the Rashba, then it'll be muchach from the Rashba, not like the chiddush of the Chavis Yair. But this question about making a bracha on Shiluach HaKein and the shittas HaRashba v'inyin becomes more complicated, because there's another tshuva HaRashba in Chelek Gimel, Simon Reish Pei Gimel, where the Rashba, and this is a real tshuva HaRashba, and the discussion is about whether or not to make a bracha on Shiluach HaKein specifically. And over there, the Rashba is of the opinion that we do make a bracha on Shiluach HaKein. And which, L'chair is a steer to what we have in Chelek Aleph, Siman Yud Ches. Again, if we say that that's not a Tshuva Rashba altogether, then the steer is not a steer. If it is a Tshuva Rashba, but he's quoting the Reuven Plat, then L'chair is Tzarechian. But Al Kopanim, the Rashba in Chelek Gimel, Siman Reish Pe Gimel, says L'hayyid that there is a bracha on Shiluach HaKein. Which L'chair would seem to prove then the reverse, because if we accept the Yisayid that the Dvar Avram said that on a mitzvah kiyumis we never make a bracha, and here the Rashba is saying that we make a bracha on Shiluach HaKein, that would indicate that he considers it a mitzvah chiyuvis. Maybe it will be a smach that he holds like the Chavis Yor, but the emes is that if you look well at the tshuva, it seems not that way. It seems farkart. Because the Rashba writes in the first paragraph, at the beginning of the tshuva, he says that we make a bracha on shiluach hakein. Then, in the next part of the tshuva, he says, but the shaila is, what's not clear is, what should be the nusach of the bracha? What should the bracha go on? Should the bracha go on the asay, or should it go on the lois asay? And the Rashba says that really you would see more mistaber that the bracha should go on the lois asay. The tzivanu shaloi likach ha'im al abanim. Because like the Rashba, the lois asay is the ikur of this mitzvah, and the asay is only the nituk of the lois asay. So it would make more sense to make a bracha on the lois asay. Then the Rashba says, but nevertheless, even though the Leis HaSeh is the Ikra and the Asay is only the Nituk of the Leis HaSeh, nevertheless, we never find brachas on Leis HaSeh. We always find that brachas are only made on Asays. And so over here also the Nituk of the Bracha has to mention the Asay, not the Leis HaSeh. But from those words of the Rashba, what does he mean? That the Ikra over here is the Leis HaSeh and the Asay is only a Nituk. Again, that seems to make sense only in a case where you already took the mother be'itzer, but what about when you come to begin with, what does he mean over there when he says the ikur is the lois asa? The mashmos of that would be that he means the gedda that what we were calling before the matir, that the ikur is the lois asa, meaning the ikur is that there's an issa. You're not allowed to take the whole cane together. You're not allowed to take the mother together with the cane. You don't have to do anything. But if you want to take something from the cane, make sure that you don't take it with the mother. Make sure the mother is gone. That would mean that the ikur of this whole mitzvah is the lois asa, is the iser shabai. And the mitzvah is just a way around the iser. Even though the Rashba uses the lashon of nituk, which is not exactly like this, but al kapanim, what he says that the ikur is the lois asa, that gives the impression that the role of the assay is only as a matir for the iser, which again would mean more like the Chassam Sefer and not like the Chavis Yair. So in both places, even though we have a stereo in Rashbas, and one Shuvi says we don't make a bracha, and the other Shuvi says we do make a bracha, but his discussion in both Shuvis gives the impression that he holds, not like the Chavis Yair, that the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein is never a mitzvah Chiyuvis. Now, the bottom line, Legabe, this Shaila, which in the Rashba, it's not so clear what the bottom line is, but what's the halacha, Legabe, making a bracha on Shiluach HaKein? So in the Pesach Tshuva I mentioned before, Reish Tzadi Beis of Katan Beis, the Pesach Tshuva brings down some Achrayin and they talk about it, and his bottom line seems to be that since there are shailas about it, besides for the shail of whether or not there's supposed to be a bracha altogether, but also shailas about whether you're being Mekayin the Mitzvah properly, so it seems that he considers it like Midei Safik Lo Yatsanu, that it's always going to have a chshash bracha latala, so it seems preferable to do it without a bracha. Let's bring in one more discussion. On the Gemara at the very bottom of the Amud, 3 lines from the bottom, Amar Avina Hilkach, if Tahar Shahargas and Nefesh, Patam Yishuluach. If there's a mother bird sitting on a nest, and this mother bird is Chayev Misa and Basin because she killed a person, so then there's no mitzvah Shiluach HaKein, as the Gemara explains at the top of Kuf Lamed Tes, because there's a mitzvah Saseh of Uviyar Tahar Mikirbecha, which is Machayev us to bring her to Basin and have her killed. So we can't send her off into the wild. It'll be mevatel the mitzvah of Uviyata Ramikarbecha. The Ran in the Chedushi Haran brings down Yesh Makshim that so what that it will be mevatel the mitzvah of Uviyata Ramikarbecha. But we'd be doing a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. And if you'll ask me, my ome de hayase, my hayase, I'll tell you it is olim. The mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein is bigger. Why? Because the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein is an asay and a lois asay. Shalev shalach sa'im. And loisikach ha'im al abanim. So over here, there's an asay and a loisasa. Over here, her mikrabecha is only an asay. So yavoi the asay that has a loisasa, the yidcha the asay that doesn't have a loisasa. So why don't we say you could do shiluach and override over here, her mikrabecha? And then the Ran quotes that these yeshmakshim were metarets. That over here, the mitzvah shiluach ha'kein does not have the koyach to be doicha anything because. Me have a mitzvah hamutelas alav. Is this a mitzvah which is mandatory, which is an obligation on him? Harei im loyrotz alikach abanim. If he's not interested in these baby birds, patim l'shalayach. He's patim from sending them away. Since it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, therefore it doesn't have a koyach of dechia. From these yesh mafarshim l'chadosh Aran, avada we have yet again a mafursha comment from the Rishonim legabe this Shaila of the Acharonim, and it's coming out against the Chavos Yair. This Yesh refers from the Chodesh Yerana saying beferish that the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein is not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's only a mitzvah kiyumis, it's only a matir, it's only if you want the Beitim or the Afreichim, and therefore they say it doesn't have a koyach of dechiyah. Now, if we say though, like the Chavos Yair, so then kapi our Gemara, it's hadru kushil duchtei. According to the Chavos Yair, that this is a mitzvah chiyuvis, and therefore it should have a koyach of dechiyah. So why does our Gemara say that it's patur min l'shaleich, because it will be mevatel the mitzvah of v'yarta rami kibecha? Let it be mevatel. Let the asay she yesh imay leisasa be doicha the asay she ein imay leisasa. But the emes is that there's another teretz to this kasha that's found in the Chiddush Eiran himself. The Chiddush Eiran, after bringing down the yesh b'pershim, their kasha and their teretz, he says that in his opinion, the whole kasha doesn't start. Now he doesn't say that the teretz that they gave is the wrong teretz. So there isn't a makar that he doesn't agree with the dig we were making against the Chavos Yair. But he does say that the kasha that brought the yesh b'pershim to this yisoid was not a good kasha. Kusha meikar alasa. Why? Because there is no rule that one, that a stronger assay can be deicha, a weaker assay. The only din dechiyah that we learned from the Torah is that assay deicha leis assay. There the Torah said that it's deicha, so it's deicha. But other than that, we never have a din of dechiyah. And even though we sometimes have a cheshbainis that this mitzvah is bigger than that mitzvah, we're never allowed to be mechadish a din of dechiyah just because we think that this is bigger. And so over here, uviyarta ramikurbecha is a mitzvah assay. There's no place, there's no din in the Torah that allows us to be deicha mitzvah saseh. Even though the other mitzvah on the other side, we could say it's bigger. It's a leitzas of aseh. But like the Ran, even so, whoever said that a leitzas of aseh is deicha and aseh. And therefore the Ran says, that's why the Shluach HaKein is not deicha uviyata ramikurbecha.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.